The musical thrushes grow silent as they prepare for sleep, but there are other birds that spend the day asleep and then awaken at dusk, ready for night-long activity. These include the nightjars. And there's one now, the forest-dwelling whippoorwill, whose whistled notes spring forth from eastern forests just as thrush songs fade away. Although primarily an eastern species, the whippoorwill also inhabits dry woodlands of the southwest. There, it sings a rough and burry song. Traveling now to the sandy pine woods of the southeast, we encounter another vocal nightjar, the chuckwill's widow, whose nighttime song is easily confused with that of the whippoorwill. Among the sagebrush and chaparral habitats of the West lives our smallest native nightjar, the common poorwill. Like its relatives, it seems to whistle its own name, poorwill or poorwillip, repeated over and over again. The whippoorwill, chuckwill's widow, and poorwill sing from perches or from the ground, but they also spend time flying about in the night sky catching insects. Our most widespread nightjar, the common nighthawk, also catches insects on the wing. Nighthawks resemble large bats and make nasal calls, peent, peent, as they fly about in the air. Here comes one now, circling above a southern pine wood, as chuckwills sing in the background. The male nighthawk performs an incredible courtship display. Scarcely visible in the dark sky, he silently dives toward the ground and then swoops up at the last moment, making an explosive ruffled sound with his wings.